You may think it's kind of wild when you hear that other countries like the UK are imprisoning people over social media posts or posting good old-fashioned Pepe the Frog. Oh, what a horrible sight to behold, a green frog. Things are happening very strange right now, and now we focus our beautiful eyes onto Brazil, which is going really hard in the paint, boys. And I'm not really sure what is happening, but it seems that there's a full-on attack on free speech. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of people that are, you know, openly attacking free speech are people that claim to support free speech. They just don't support speech that could be considered hateful. Who determines what that is? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But I will tell you right now, free speech is to protect speech that you don't like. It's not to protect speech that you already like. That makes no sense. You get my point. So everybody needs to have a little bit of that free speech every once in a while. Okay? It's like a BOGO. It's like a buy two, get one free McDoubles at McDonald's. We never get those anymore, and I want them back. Thank God we live in a country that kind of holds on to it. I mean, there's still some situations where they don't, but at least we're not in Brazil, which is going wild as hell, and they're fining people, and they're banning Twitter or X in Brazil. So before we get into it, subscribe, protect free speech. I will be your arbiter today. So it says Brazil bans X in censorship clash with Elon Musk. And this was posted in the future. Wild. It says Brazilians using VPN to access the Twitter and or X app could be fined up to $8,874 a day, the Supreme Court has said. Which, to be fair, what does that sound like? Sounds like only the wealthy in Brazil will be able to use Twitter. And even then, it's going to hit them pretty hard. It's another law that's aimed at the middle class and, you know, people that are in poverty. That's how all fines work in all countries. It says Justice Alexandre de Moraes. I probably mispronounced, but that's fine because they don't deserve correct pronunciation. Supreme Court of Brazil has ordered the operations of X, formerly Twitter, to be immediately suspended and threatened draconian fines against anyone trying to sidestep the ban. And the crazy thing is this is all over what they consider to be unsafe speech. I don't even want you to see speech that we consider unsafe. What is unsafe speech? Well, no one knows. It's whoever is in power at the time determines what it is. Keep in mind, if you are for this, if you're watching this, and for some reason you are for things like this, what happens when the people you aren't for get into power and use that precedent that you set prior? You never really think about the future, right? That's the whole point. It's what is the common phrase? Opening a can of damn worms? Do you want to eat worms? Not my ass. I don't think worms taste very good. It says, Demarara demanded that X censor several accounts that spread disinformation. Keep in mind, disinformation is considered information that people, you know, it might conflict with either their worldview or their political takes that they're trying to push out at the time by criticizing him. But the platform's owner, Elon Musk, refuses. On Friday, the judge ordered the platform banned in Brazil, giving Google and Apple 5 days to remove X from their app store. He also threatened a fine of around 50,000 Brazilian real, which is about $8,874, a day for anybody using a VPN to get around the ban. Free speech is the bedrock of democracy, and an unelected pseudo-judge in Brazil is destroying it for political purposes, Musk said in a response to the order. And look, I'm not really very concerned with politics. You know how I am. I'm not smart enough to be able to fathom anything going around me anyways. But that being said, there's a current person running right now that also said today that they are in favor of removing and shutting down X in America. I get, well, you can probably guess who that is. So the same people are in the same countries trying to do the same things. Musk also called De Moraes an evil dictator cosplaying as a judge and accused President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as being his lapdog, which, to be completely fair, it's a badass name. I love the name Ignacio. I need to borrow some suedes. Sorry, I'm getting lost in my references. On Thursday, De Moraes froze the accounts of Starlink, a subsidiary of Musk SpaceX, saying this was needed to ensure the payment of the fines levied against X for failing to appoint a legal representative. Musk objected to the absolutely illegal action taken without any due process, pointing out that X and SpaceX are two completely different companies with different shareholders. According to X's global government affairs team, Demarais threatened our Brazilian legal representative with imprisonment. Even after she resigned, he froze all of her bank accounts. Damn, that's wild, dude. Our challenges against his manifestly illegal actions were either dismissed or ignored. The company said, pledging to make all the related court filings in the interest of transparency. Unlike other social media and technology platforms, we will not comply in secret with illegal orders. Damn, son. It's pretty freaking dystopian, dude. The U.S. Embassy in Brazil said only it was monitoring the situation, adding that freedom of expression is a fundamental pillar in a healthy democracy. The dispute began earlier this year when Demarais ordered X to suspend the accounts belonging to several supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro, calling them digital militants who spread disinformation about himself and the court. Musk refused, calling the order a violation of Brazilian laws. And that's the thing, man. That's the thing. Every single country, and to be completely honest, look, I don't know who or what you support or where you fall. That's fine. I don't really care. And I don't really think you should care where I fall on it because I haven't really thought about it. But the thing is, man, when you start using the law to imprison people who may support a candidate or a person, or imprison the candidate or the person themselves, you went a little too far. And if you pay attention, every single country is starting to lean that way. Even the freest countries in the world are starting to lean that way and imprison or try to imprison their political opponents. So we need things like freedom of speech to protect speech they consider dangerous. And that is why all of these people are trying to make it illegal. Because if they can just arrest you for your support of whatever political party or political candidate that you have, they can be in power for perpetuity. In perpetuity? Is that the word? I don't know. From Alabama. It's kind of hard to figure out what the hell I'm talking about. What do you think? Very, very spicy indeed. I'm very glad I live in America. How long will we get to enjoy free speech? I guess it's up to you.
The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bones of Christian murder scum. They're on giant death factories keeping babies alive. Selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people?